So it's the day before the Tour de Ski, the 8th annual Tour de Ski, starting off in Oberhof, Germany, where warm temperatures are causing some troubles there for organizers. They've had to reschedule or change the course for day two to a sprint and shorten the course. But the rest of the venues apparently are having good snow, so that shouldn't affect the rest of the tour. We're going to catch up this morning with Justin Wadsworth, the head coach of the Canadian team, which is having a kind of a lackluster start to the season. They did want to come into the season starting slower than last year, where they felt they came in too hard and too fast. And this year, maybe it's maybe a little slower than they expected. We're going to talk to Justin Wadsworth, the head coach. He's in Oberhof, Germany, before the tour, and just find out what's going on with the team, everybody's healthy, and how their strategy coming into this Olympic year is going forward. I think we have Justin on the other line.
Hello?
Hey, Justin, Benjamin at Ski Tracks. How are you?
Yeah, good.
So, how are things in Oberhof? We understand that there's warm climate and they've had to alter the course and change the what they're going to do tomorrow. So they're going to have a sprint instead of a distance race, correct?
Yep, that's correct. And so the course is 1.5K loop on very thin snow. Both races this weekend are skating. It's warm and not a lick of snow on the ground other than what's on the race course. So
sounds like it's a little bit similar to what happened in Asiago, Italy.
Yeah, it's not too different than that. It's been a bad winter here in Europe.
I understand the other venues are going to be okay, so at least that's good news for what's coming ahead.
Yeah, they got a big storm down south, so sound like Cortina, Dobbiaco got snow 20 centimeters in Lenzerheide, and yeah, snow in Val d'Isère. So everything is okay, I think, for the rest of the tour.
Yeah, so obviously pockets of bad conditions have to happen somewhere along the line. So is everybody healthy on the team?
Yep. Everyone's healthy right now. Having some issues with Lenny's knee and some stuff related around that. So that's not the best situation we can have, but we're going to do the best we can with it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about his knee a little later, but so there's still some concern about that at this point, eh?
Oh yeah, it's definitely been hampering him, and it's kind of atrophied a bit again. So we're just really trying to reevaluate things at this point and get Len to a place where he can race and feel at least decent again racing. So
yeah, that's a tough situation. You know, there's been some discussion a little bit about Noah Hoffman and Lenny as the two guys that had operations. Just wondering if you're thinking that maybe Len's operation came a little late and maybe should have been earlier. Is there any thought about that?
I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but I mean, the initial plan was to get him going in training and get him in good shape so he could then have the surgery and come back quicker because he already had a good level of fitness.
Sure.
But, you know, it's obviously that didn't go to plan, and now we're plan B, which is just trying to get him to a place where he can get going again.
Sure. Sure. He had a good tour last year, so it's I guess that's up in the air this year.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, right now it's whether the race is one day or 2 days or 4 days or no days is totally up.
Yeah, I guess you got to think about what's coming ahead with Sochi, et cetera, and make sure that he's as best he can for that event coming up.
Yeah.
Just looking back at the first period, and I know you were saying you wanted to come in slower than last year, which was, you know, maybe you came in too hard and too fast. And I guess there's a feeling that you're not where you expected to be, or you know, are you where you thought you'd be, Justin? Because I mean, there is of course some talk that the team is haven't had a lackluster start to the season.
No, I mean we've had a bad start to the year, and yeah, I'm not happy where it is, but you know, we're still trying to work to a place where we can get better and better. And yeah, we just have to keep doing what we can do and staying focused. And I mean, that's it.
Is everybody's conditioning where you hoped it would be?
Well, I mean, I think it is there, but we haven't seen it really come out in races yet. So it's, it's, you know, but it's also been a strange, you know, with athletes that didn't race the sprint or the distance race at Davos. So far, we've only been sprinting the last couple of weeks. So it's hard to tell, and it's going to be hard to tell these next few days, too, with just skate sprints, basically, to start the first 3 days of the tour.
I know that Alex had a pretty decent qualification, but he was disqualified, I guess, for the first time in his career.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think he still would have qualified that day. I mean, everyone was pushing the limits, and he got DQ'd. I think he was pushing it more than somebody else, but yeah, it's his shape is, I think, pretty decent, and they showed that in the team sprint. If they would have been in that first semifinal, they probably would have advanced into the final and had a result there. So it's you can't really go based off that.
Yeah,
and they're all feeling better. So
yeah, there was it was a tough break to be in the second heat there. The Americans as well were out of the running as well. How is Perry Ann doing? Just wondering now that she's back with the team.
Yeah, she is, I mean, able to train now and feel pretty decent in training. So just keep working and doing the best she can too. So, we'll see in these next few days here how the tour starts for her.
Right. I mean, so she's healthy again as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, she still has hemochromatosis, and I mean, she's feeling better, and, you know, the stuff that she's been doing, it seems to help a little bit, but, you know, only time will tell again with the racing, so.
She and Dasha have had some good results together as well. Just wondering, you know, you didn't race, you raced her in the team sprint, and you didn't go with Chandra. Is there any rationale for that?
You know, they were close in qualifying, and then we know what Perry's been doing for training. We saw that Chandra had really very good distance races, and Perry needed the work, and Perry is part of the team. So all those things lead to putting her in the team sprint there in Asiago. Had Chandra been, you know, part of the team for the last couple of months and we knew where she really was and everything else, then, you know, that all comes into play.
Sure, and always tough decisions you have to make in those situations. So what are your goals, Justin, for the tour? I mean, last year, you know, Devin, a couple of years ago, it was fourth, and last year you had a couple of medals. Is it going to be more of a training? Or just, are you going to be shooting for medals as well?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. I mean, it's, you know, we didn't have any medals leading up to this place last year, so we're always going to go for it, and our athletes have proven to be able to get medals in the past, and, yeah, we have a world-class group of athletes, and we're going to try hard to win a ski race this year in the next couple weeks.
Very good. Well, listen, we'll catch up to you during the tour, and we're going to wish you guys all the best. We're really cheering for the Canadians and hoping to see something happen. And thanks for spending time with us, Justin.
Bob.
All the best.
Thanks, Benjamin.